请弟兄姊妹翻到马太福音第五章。
Brothers and sisters, turn to the book of Matthew, chapter 5.
马太福音第五章，我们从第一节读到十二节。
We'll read from verse 1 through 12, Matthew chapter 5, verse 1 through 12.
耶稣看见这许多的人，就上了山，既已坐下，门徒到他跟前来。
When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up on the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him.
他就开口教训他们说，虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
He opened his mouth and began to teach them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
哀痛的人有福了，因为他们必得安慰。
Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted.
温柔的人有福了，因为他们必承受地土。
Blessed are the gentle, for they shall inherit the earth.
饥渴慕义的人有福了，因为他们必得饱足。
Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied.
连续忍的有福了，因为他们必蒙连续。
Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy.
清心的人有福了，因为他们必得见神。
Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God.
使人和睦的人有福了，因为他们必称为神的儿子。
Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the sons of God.
为义受逼迫的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
Blessed are those who have been persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
人若因我辱骂你们，逼迫你们，捏造各样坏话毁谤你们，你们就有福了。
Blessed are you when people insult you and persecute you and falsely say all kinds of evil things against you because of me.
应当欢喜快乐，因为你们在天上的赏赐是大的，在你们以前的先知人也是这样逼迫他们。
Rejoice and be glad, for your reward in heaven is great, for in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you.
好，我们读经到这，请我们低头认祷。
This concludes our short time of Bible reading. Let's bow our heads for another word of prayer.
我们感谢你，早晨我们仍然再次来到你施恩的座前。
Lord, we thank you once again this morning you brought us before your throne.
每当在这复活早晨我们一同相聚在你面前的时候，我们心何等欢喜快乐。
And we thank you that on this day of your resurrection, that as we gather together, our hearts can be filled with rejoicing.
因为这是我们蒙恩的日子，这是你得胜日子。
Because this is the day of our salvation, the day of your victory.
那我们一同在你的话语跟踪，更多的寻求你的面。
And we pray that we may be able to seek your face in your word.
我们在这里照着你的应许，当我们寻求的时候，你就帮我们寻见。
Oh Lord, according to your will, as we come here to seek you, Lord, you will come to meet us.
但愿你的话真是有落脚之处，那每一个人都是好的心情来接受你生命的道。
Lord, we pray that your word would truly take root in our hearts.
让你生命话语能够成全在我们身上。
And that your word would be made manifest in our lives.
我们一同等候在你面前。
We all await before you.
释放讲的，释放听的。
Set free the one who speaks and those who will listen.
让我们一同在恩典里面被你所成全。
And that in your grace we would all be made strong.
我们这样祷告都靠主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray in the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.早晨呢，仍然依然和弟兄姊妹继续来看马太福音。
This morning we'd like to continue to study the book of Matthew with brothers and sisters.
我想从马太福音第五章、第七章，我们都是比较熟悉的一段圣经。
I'm sure that this Matthew chapter 5 is very familiar to all of us.
这一段圣经被称为登山宝训，或是说千古的律法。
This section has been termed the Sermon on the Mount or the Laws of Heaven.
因为天国君王在这里讲论到天国子民他们生活的一个准则。
Because here it talks about the spiritual reality of things.
当耶稣看见许多人的时候，他就上了山。
When the Lord Jesus saw all the people gathered together, he went up on the mountain.
我们知道山在圣经里面是代表国度。
We know that mountain in the Bible represents kingdom.
当我们读到但以理书那里的时候
，When we read the book of Daniel,
我们看见那巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒在那里做了一个梦。
We see that King Nebuchadnezzar had a dream.
他看见有一个大象。
He saw a huge statue. 那个大象，并且他看见有一个不是人手所凿出来的一个石头。It wasn't made out of stone.
虽然这个大象极其高大，非常的光耀。Even
though the statue is very large and filled with glory.
而这一块石头呢，打在它的上面。
The stone rolled down and hit it.
并且把它打成粉碎。
And it destroyed it into powder.
而这一块石头呢，就变成一座大山，充满了天下。And
then the statue turned into was the stone turned into a mountain that filled the whole earth.
这是说到什么呢？
What does this dream speak of?
这是说到将来神的国度降临的时候，他要粉碎地上所有列国。
What it says is that when the kingdom of heaven comes, it would break all of the kingdoms on earth. And only the Lord Jesus' kingdom will remain. So the prophet Isaiah in his prophecies also says this.
Says
the mountain of the house of the Lord will be established as the chief of the mountains.
要高过圣于万里。
It will be raised above all the nations.
万民都要归向这个山,
and all the nations would bow down to it.
我们看见神的国度要胜过高山，胜过诸山。
It says that the kingdom of the Lord will be above all the mountains.
那一天神的国度要制服列国,
and that it would overcome all of the nations.
并且万民都要来归向他,
and all of the people would come and bow.
要来在这个山来听他的教训。
They'll come to this mountain to hear his teachings.
所以, 当主耶稣在山上讲这些事情的时候呢,
When the Lord Jesus was speaking of these things on the mountain,
我们看见将来国度显现那个光景，神的百姓在地上应该有一个怎么样光景。
So here he explains the condition of the people.
所以马太福音也被称为说是一个国度的福音，天国的福音。
So the Gospel of Matthew is also known as the Gospel of the Kingdom.
所以在马太福音里面，我们看见有四件非常重要的事情都发生在山上。
So we see that all the important things that will happen on this earth will happen on the mountain.
并且这四件事情都和门徒发生关系。
And these things all were related to the disciples.
头一件就是在这里所记载的。
And the first time this happens is recorded here.
在这里，主耶稣在山上讲了一段非常
Here, the Lord Jesus first explains in a long message what will occur in the kingdom of heaven. We know that this message is not for the general populace, but more specifically for the disciples.
When we read this passage in the Bible, we often have a feeling that the discussion here is really very high.
So when we read this, we may feel that the content is extremely high. We may not be able to reach such a goal.
Because
we know that these words were meant for the disciples. For those who are willing to follow the Lord, to take up their cross.
Because
only these people will be able to experience these words.
他们才有可能做过这样的生活,
that only they can live this kind of lifestyle.
不是因为他们能够过这样的生活,
not only that they can, only they can live this life. 那是因为他们愿意舍己跟随主,
所以主在他们身上就有工作。
Because they're willing to sacrifice all that they have to follow the Lord, so the Lord can work in their lives. So that they can experience what the Lord has said here. The second time something occurs on the mountain is recorded in chapter
17.
And there it was only related to a few of the disciples.
We know that the Lord Jesus in chapter 17 is talking about the things on the mountain.
Chapter 17 records the transfiguration upon the mountain. Here, the Lord is showing him his eventual glory. That his face shone like the sun.
他衣裳洁白如光,
and his garments became as white as light.
所以难怪, 门徒彼得看见这样光景的时候,
it's no wonder when the disciple Peter saw these circumstances.
他说这里真好,
he said, Lord, it is good for us to be here.
他巴不得能够一直停留在这个光景里面,
he wanted to remain in that condition.
所以主借那个情景让跟随他的门徒们看见,
so he used the circumstances to appear for to his disciples.
这些跟从主的门徒将来有一天也要和主一同进到荣耀国度里面.
And his disciples will one day enter into the kingdom of glory.
好叫这样国度成为他们里面的吸引，当他们跟随主的时候.
So he used this to draw the disciples when they followed him.
他们会经历到许多苦难、许多灾难的时候，他们仍然能够来跟从到底.
That when they encounter any difficulties or tribulations, that they will be able to continue to the end.
因为他们在看见这样的国度的时候，他们就能够轻看他们在地上所经历的这些的苦难.
Because when they see the eventual glory, that they would be able to take lightly the conditions here on earth.
他们就觉得这些算不得什么了.
They can consider their present difficulties to be as nothing.
所以这样荣耀国度意象就成为他们里面跟随主的一个力量.
So that this eventual glory that they see will be the strength to carry on.
让他们仍然愿意走这一条十字架道路.
So they will be willing to walk the path of the cross.
而第三件在山上所发生的事情呢，是记载在马太24章.
And the next event recorded on a mountain is in Matthew chapter
24.
Matthew 24 is when the Lord Jesus explains of his eventual return, what will
happen. 当末世的时候，有许多正道要出现.
Before he returns again, all the various events that would happen.
当末日的时候呢，有许多的战争、饥荒在地上，充满许多不法的事情.
That before his return, the earth there will be wars and many difficulties and other things.
有那些迷惑的人出来，要迷惑神的百姓.
And that the deceivers will come to mislead the people of the Lord.
而这些话也是只针对门徒说的.
And these words were also again spoken to the disciples.
让他们这些人能够知道要怎样预备自己警醒的在那里等候主第二次的再来.
So that they would be prepared to stay alert and for the Lord's return.
能够做一个忠心有见识的仆人.
To be a faithful servant.
所以当他们看见这些事情发生的时候呢,
so when they see these things occurring,
他们不会惊慌,
they will not be afraid.
因为主已经告诉了他们这些事情必要发生的.
Because the Lord has already explained to them that these things must happen.
他们知道这些事情应验就是主已经即将来的.
And that these events herald the return of the Lord.
而马太福音第四件发生在山上的事情呢，是最后一章.
And the last event on a mountain recorded in Matthew is in the last chapter. Before the Lord returns to heaven, what he said to the disciples.
那也告诉他们说了，天上地下所有权柄都赐给了他。
He said that all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth.
现在主要把他们差遣出去。
And here the Lord is sending the disciples forth.
国度的权柄要借这些门徒们开展出去.
And the authority of the kingdom is given to disciples to
要得到更多的人也一同来做门徒来跟随主.
To lead more people to become disciples and followers of the Lord.
所以我们看见在马太福音事件重要事情都发生在山上.
So we see in Matthew these four important events all occur on top of a mountain.
并且是只针对门徒说的.
And they were again spoken only to the disciples.
是针对那些愿意跟随主的人说的.
Spoken to those who are willing to follow the Lord.
我们感谢主，一方面好像是对少数的门徒说的.
We thank the Lord that although it seems that it's only spoken to a few disciples.
但是我们刚才讲到说，当门徒出去，要使万人都要作为门徒.
But they were sent out to make all the people into disciples.
所以很显然，我们可以看见，当门徒出去传福音，叫人得救的时候，不是只单叫他们成为信徒而已.
Here, when he sent forth the disciples, he didn't just tell them to make believers.
那些所有蒙恩得救的人，他们应该是一个门徒.
Of course, all of those who receive salvation or are saved.
So,
so here we can see that all men are meant to be disciples. So these words of the Lord are spoken to all of those who have received His salvation. So that all of us should be disciples. So when we recognize that we are meant to be disciples, then we can see that these words were meant for us as well. We thank the Lord that all of His words, as long as we're willing to put ourselves into His hands.
在许多事情上人看不能,
although in man's view, some of these things may be impossible. But for our Lord, all things are possible.
所以在这一段被称为登山宝训的这一段宝贵话里面,
so in these few verses of the Sermon of the Mount,
头一个主在这里讲到八个福, 或有人说是九个福,
here there are eight blessings, some people count nine. We know that here on earth, people are always chasing after blessings. So, but what does it mean to be truly blessed? Here, when people, here on earth, when people chase after physical things, they're not really being blessed. All these things will pass away.
主在这里讲到有福的人呢，是有福的人，他们所承受乃是一个属天最永远的福。Here,
when the Lord speaks of those who are blessed, they are chasing after something that is eternal.
是称为被称为说八个福，乃是因为头一个福跟第八个福，他们所得到都是天国。Some
people say there are only eight because the first blessing and the last blessing are they receive the kingdom.
也可以说。 从第一个福到第八个福, 他们所承受的都是一个属天, 那是永远的, 那属灵的祝福。
Or what they receive from these blessings is heavenly.
若是被称为第九个福呢, 我们看见他们的福也是天上的。
And if we look at the ninth blessing, what people consider the ninth, it is
also, 所以主耶稣说你们在天上的赏赐是大的。
It's also in heaven because it says, rejoice for your reward in heaven is great.
所以在这里主所讲论到这些有福的人,
so here when the Lord speaks of those who are blessed,
他们所承受的福是一个天上的福,
what they are receiving is a heavenly blessing.
这是神所要赐给我们一个真正的福。
This is the true blessing that the Lord is willing to give to us.
所以以弗所书第一章一开头的时候就告诉我们,
so in Ephesians, at the very beginning of the book, it says,
在基督里面曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的祝福。
Says that the Lord Jesus has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. This is the true blessing. So, here on earth, people may receive something and they consider it a blessing. So, whatever, if they receive some object or a name or a position. In the end, a lot of these supposed blessings may, in fact, turn into a curse. Before they received these so-called blessings, their lives might have been simple and peaceful. But after they received these things, their whole life has changed. Their life has become
a mess.
There's no peace.
把生命最后都丧失掉了。And
in the end, they may even lose their lives.
因为这些不是真正的福。Because
these are not true blessings.
但是我们感谢神，神所赐给我们福是那个永远的，是一个不改变的福。We
thank the Lord that the blessings that He gives us is true blessing, eternal, never changing.
今天人称一个人有福呢，是因为先得到一些东西，所以他是一个有福的人。
Today, when we speak of someone being blessed, because they have received something, therefore they are blessed.
但是圣经让我们看见，是这个人先蒙福了，他才能承受那个福。
But the Bible says, first they are blessed, therefore then they can receive.
但是说，这个人先应该是怎样的人，后面才有那个福临到他。
They first have to be a certain kind of person before they receive.
这个就是我们常说，神是先看重我们这个人。
So we see that the Lord first sees the kind of person we are.
因为我们是这样一个人，后面才有这些福临到。
because we are a certain type of person, then we receive the blessing.
不是因为他们做了什么事情，他们成为有福的人。
Not because they did some action that they became blessed.
乃是因为他们是这样的人，所以他们是一个有福的人。
Because they have this character.
乃是因为他们是这样的人，所以他们承受降福。
Because they have this character, then they are blessed.
所以我们看见在主耶稣说，虚心的人有福了。
It says in verse 3, blessed are those who are poor in spirit.
因为他是一个虚心的人，所以他能够得到天国。
Because they are poor in spirit, then they can receive the kingdom of heaven.
哀痛的人，因为他是个哀痛人，所以他能够得到安慰。
Those who mourn, first they have to be mourners before they can receive.
所以这是和人的关，对有福的观念完全是不同的一个情形。
So this is completely different from our definition of those who are blessed.
所以早晨我也用很简单的话，我们来看这些的福。
So today I'd like to use a simple explanation of these.
也许我们顶多可能先交托前面三个福或四个福。
At most we'll discuss the first three or four blessings.
头一个福主耶稣在那说虚心的人有福了。
The first blessing is those who are poor in spirit.
这是第一个福。
This is the first blessing.
也可以说这是一个基本的福，这是个根基的福。
It could also be said that this is a basic or foundational blessing.
必须有头一个降了福呢，人才能继续蒙受神更多的赐福。
It is because of this first blessing that you can receive the other ones.
所有祝福都是从这里开始的。
All of the blessings start from this first one.
人必须是一个虚心的人。
People, we need to be poor in spirit.
你才可能成为一个哀痛的人。
Before you can be one who mourns.
你才能成为一个温柔的人。
Before you can be gentle.
你才能成为一个饥渴慕义的人。
For those, before you can be a person who hungers or thirsts for
righteousness. 所以为什么主耶稣一开头的时候，头一个福讲说虚心的人有福了。
So why does the Lord start with those who are poor in spirit?
这个虚心呢，它原文意思是说，邻里贫穷的人。
Originally, it's translated as those who are poor in spirit.
就是说，他觉得他在那个邻里面非常的贫穷。
So that in their spirit, they are very poor.
他属灵上，他觉得非常贫穷。
That in their spiritual sense, they feel very poor.
他对神的事情，他觉得非常贫穷。
He feels that they are poor in relation to God's dealing.
他觉得他对属灵事情，他没有什么。
That in the spiritual things that they feel that they have not much. They feel they have a severe deficit within themselves. So this is a poorness in the spiritual sense. What are they poor in? What are they lacking? They're lacking in the Lord's righteousness or his love.
他缺少对真理的认识，他觉得他有许多欠缺。
They believe that they are lacking in the truth.
他觉得他里面非常贫穷。
So they feel within themselves that they are very poor.
这是一个人蒙恩的一个最基本的，也可以说一个起头。
So for those who receive salvation, this is the foundation.
人能够蒙受神的恩典，必须先开始从这里开始。
For those who would receive the grace of the Lord, this is where you would have to begin.
我们看在路加福音记载，有一个人，一个税吏来到圣殿里面在那祷告。
In Luke, there's recorded the event that a tax collector came into the temple to pray.
他是远远地站在那里。
But he was standing far away.
他连举目看天，他也不敢看。
He was unwilling to even lift his eyes up to heaven.
因为他在那里捶胸说，神啊，可怜我这个罪人。
But he was beating his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, the sinner. He recognizes himself as someone who is actually very poor. He sees that he is wretched and a sinner. And there next to him was a Pharisee who was praying. The Pharisee was praying and he considered that he had many things. Pharisee considered that he could, you know, give donations. He felt that he had many things that he could bring before the Lord. He was unlike the tax collector who, when he came to the Lord, the The tax collector couldn't even draw near to the Lord. He stood far away.
他也不敢举起头来望天,
and he would not lift up his eyes to heaven. He couldn't lift his eyes up to see the Lord. Because he recognized himself as a sinner.
他不敢来靠近这个圣洁、公义、荣耀的神。
He could not draw near to a holy God.
他只能在那里求神祷告说：“可怜我吧，可怜我吧。”
He could only ask the Lord, "Be merciful to me." Be merciful.
这是一个虚心里面贫穷的人。
This is a person who is poor in spirit.
所以主耶稣说，他来到地上来，在传福音给贫穷的人。
So the Lord says he came to preach the gospel to the poor.
我们感谢这个人是一个有福的人。
So this kind of person is one who is blessed.
因为这样的人，神要施恩给他，神要祝福给他。
This is the person who the Lord will give grace.
因为圣经告诉我们说，神抵挡那些骄傲的人，施恩给谦卑的人。
Because the Bible tells us that the Lord opposes the pride, the proud.
所以当主耶稣讲到福的时候，头一个就是先讲到一个虚心的人，一个邻里贫穷的人。
So. The blessings begin with the one who is poor in spirit.
We know that
one of the most dreadful spiritual conditions is when someone thinks that they have something. Someone who's very satisfied. And in the Lord's eyes, this is a very pitiful
condition.
Like the Church of Laodicea.
他们在那里说,我是富足的,我已经花了财了。
They said, I am rich and already become wealthy.
我一样都不缺。
And I have need of nothing.
但是主对他们说,
But the Lord said to them,
你却不知道你是困苦,可怜,是贫穷的。
You do not know that you are wretched and miserable.
是瞎眼的,是赤身的。
And blind and naked.
我们看见一个困苦,可怜,赤身,瞎眼的,我们看他是不是最可怜的人。
Someone who is wretched and miserable, poor and blind and naked, aren't they the most pitiful? So in the Lord's eyes, these are the most pitiful people. They feel that they have everything. They feel that they have a lack in nothing. But the Lord knows that what they truly lack. What do they truly need? They are lacking is that the Lord Himself is not among them. Because they have closed the doors and locked them out. Without the Lord, they don't have anything. So the Lord said to them, I advise you to buy from me gold refined by fire, so that you may become rich. And you have to buy white garments. So that you may clothe yourself and that the shame of your nakedness will not be revealed. And you need to buy eye salve to anoint your eyes so that you may see. So we see that on the earth, the most pitiful people are who? Are those who don't have the Lord Jesus, they are the most pitiful. Before, all of us were pitiful. Although on the outside we may have many things, but because we lacked our Lord Jesus, we became the most pitiful. But we thank the Lord that because we were the most pitiful, but because we could see that we were poor. Because of this condition, the grace of the Lord came upon us and we became blessed. But so today, if we still have not recognized our Lord Jesus, on earth, many people may consider you to have many blessings.
You
may have a good job, a good house, household, a good family, or a lot of things that people
would be
proud of. proud of, but you may seem like you have a lack of nothing.
但是都是缺了主耶稣基督,
but if you're lack the Lord Jesus,
在主眼光当中就是一个最可怜的人。
In the Lord's eyes, then you are the most pitiful person.
但是当我们若是看见我是这样一个最可怜的人,
but if we can see for ourselves that we are such a pitiful person,
在这里我们就可以开始蒙到恩典了。
Then from that point, we can begin to
我们在这里就要开始蒙到祝福了。
And we can receive the blessings of the Lord.
我们看更多教会也是一样。
We see many churches are like this as well.
一方面来说, 保罗对他们说, 你们在基督里面, 你们是, 富足的。
Paul says, in the Lord Jesus, you have become rich.
你们有口才, 你们知识又全备。 知识又全备。
You've already become rich, you've become kings without us.
因为他们觉得他们自己富足了，饱足了。
Oh, because they consider themselves to be full.
他们丰富了，所以他们不需要保罗。
Because they have all of these riches, they feel that they don't need Paul.
他们自己做王了。
They themselves have become kings.
但是我们看见他们在主人面前是一个一般最可怜的人。
But we can see that in the Lord's eyes, they are a very pitiful people.
他们缺少什么呢？
What are they lacking?
他们缺少什么圣洁？
They're lacking the Lord's righteousness.
因为在他们当中充满了许多的罪恶。
Among them, there are all sorts of evil.
他们缺少神的公义。
They're lacking the Lord's
神的公义。
righteousness.
他们在那欺压人、亏负人。
There they were oppressing and defrauding people.
他们也缺少神的智慧。
So they're also lacking the Lord's wisdom.
他们没办法做判断, 在教会当中有许多纷争, 他们也没办法有智慧做一个判断。
There's many dissensions within their church, so but they lack the wisdom to.
还要世界那些外邦人来替他们做判断。
So they had to call the people from the world to settle accounts.
他们也没有神的神圣的爱。
And they also lack the love of God.
他们上面容忍罪, 他们还以为他们有爱心, 他们爱心最大。
They consider themselves to be full of love, and
他们不觉得他们自己穷。
They did not feel that they themselves were poor.
So we can see, when there is no poor feeling, that is a very pitiful.
So we know that if you lack this sense of poorness in spirit, it is a very pitiful condition.
But when people see that we are in need of a poor person,
so how can we see that we are poor in spirit?
神要赐福给他们, 神要叫他们成为富足的人。
The Lord wants them to be rich.
正如保罗一样,
like Paul.
保罗说好像他外面好像一无所有,
Paul tells them that on the outside you have all that you need.
但是他却样样都有,
but inside they're lacking in all things.
他是一个富足的人, 他是一个富足的人, 一个丰富的人。
Oh, they are rich.
保罗,
Paul himself is a rich person.
他在那里可以把神丰富恩典来供应别人，来帮助别人。
He can provide the riches of God to all these people.
所以主在这里就说，虚心的人有福了。
So the Lord says, "Blessed are those who are poor in spirit."
因为天国是他们的。
For the kingdom of heaven is theirs.
这帮比你贫穷的，他们所承受的是个极其丰富荣耀的一个天国。
The kingdom of heaven is filled.
他们在那承受神一切恩典。
There they can taste all of the Lord's grace.
神的智慧, 神的能力, 神的圣洁, 神的公义都要赐给他们。
All of the things that belong to the Lord, His wisdom, His power.
他们要成为一般满足的人。
There they will be satisfied.
他们叫他们灵的里面能够丰富起来。
So that your spirit will be filled.
用什么？这是一个真正有福的人。
This is a truly blessed person.
所以虚心的人是一个蒙福的一个最基本、最起点的一个情形。
So being poor in spirit is a basic foundation.
因着他看见他自己是一个贫穷的人。
Because they can see that they are poor.
他就能成为哀痛的人。
Then they can be one who mourns.
这个哀痛不是因为他遭遇了许多的难处。
They mourn not because they encounter all these difficulties.
不是因为他遭遇了许多灾难，让他里面忧伤，让他里面难过。
It's not because outside difficulties that they are injured in themselves and mourn.
他的哀痛啊，是因为他灵里面看见他自己是这样的光景。
They mourn because they can see the lack within themselves.
他看见他自己属灵上是何等的贫穷。
They see that how poor they are in spiritual matter. They're lacking all that the Lord is, all of His beauty. That they have no kindness in themselves. That they themselves cannot overcome any temptation. They can see that they lack the Lord's purity. So
they,
they mourn because they're not close to the Lord. That their lives are filled with all of this.
不满足神的心意,
that they cannot satisfy the Lord's
heart. 他里面哀伤, 他里面痛苦,
so they mourn and cry within themselves.
他里面这么伤痛,
that their spirit is mourning.
感谢神, 这样伤痛的人,
bless the Lord. We give thanks to the Lord that these people that mourn, those who mourn within themselves, the Lord will not look lightly upon them.
他带着这样心情来到神面前,
they bring this condition before the Lord.
这样的人, 主耶稣说他们是有福的人。
For these kind of people, the Lord calls them blessed.
弟兄姊妹今天也是一样。
Lord, brothers and sisters, today is the same.
为什么人今天觉得好像非常喜乐呢？
Why do people today consider themselves joyful?
我们说那种不是一个真正的喜乐。
We know that it is not a true joy.
人也不喜欢哀痛。
They don't like to mourn.
但是圣经却告诉我们说哀痛的人有福了。
But the Bible teaches us that those who mourn are blessed.
因为他们认识自己的光景，他们看见自己的败坏。
Because they recognize their own condition, they recognize their sinfulness.
他们知道他们没办法行神的旨意。
They realize that they cannot walk in the path of the Lord.
他们常常看见今天教会地上的光景，他里面忧伤难过。
And they see the condition of the world in the church today, and they mourn in their hearts.
主耶稣却说，这样的人是有福的人。
The Lord Jesus says that these kind of people are blessed.
弟兄姊妹，我们实在需要也能成为这样一个人。
So we need to also be like this.
但是除非我们看见我们今天里面真正光景是怎么样。
But unless we can see what our condition, true condition is,
我们才会在神面前有这样的哀伤的一个。
That we may be able to mourn before the Lord.
我们今天看见地上教会的各种光景，我们里面实在喜乐不起来。
When we see the condition of the church on earth, we cannot be filled with joy.
我们今天看见神许多神的儿女，他们所过生活里面实在不能够喜乐起来。
We can see the lives of Christians today. We would not be able to be filled with joy.
我们看见我们自己许多光景实在不能满足神心的时候，我们里面不能喜乐起来。
When we see that because of our own conditions, we cannot satisfy the Lord's heart. When we come before the Lord, we can only be filled with mourning. We can only ask the Lord to be merciful to us. Give thanks to the Lord. When someone becomes one of those who mourn, Lord Jesus says they will be comforted. They will receive the comfort of the Lord. Because of their condition, the Lord specifically mentions them. They will be given the joy of salvation. When they recognize their own condition, the Lord will specifically lift them up. And there they will be encouraged.
虽然好像他们里面觉得非常软弱,
even though they may feel that their spirits are very weak, that they have lost their faith. But the Lord will comfort them and fill them with hope. The Lord will let them see that they are
hope.
Even though that they themselves may not be able to act, the Lord will fill them. That the spirit within them will be strengthened. The Lord will lead them to walk this path. And there, the Lord would watch over them. That once again, they would be revived. That they would be filled with the joy of the Lord. That even though the conditions on earth are like this, the glory that they will receive in the end would be so great. Give thanks that those who mourn are blessed. Because the Lord will give them even more comfort. Therefore, when someone has a heart of mourning, we know that these people will be very gentle.
So we can see, 主耶稣在这里讲这些八福的时候, 我们看见这是好像有一个次序在那里的。
So when we see these eight blessings from the Lord, that there's an order to them.
因此你前面那光景, 才有后面那光景出现。
Only when you have the first condition can you have the one that
follows. 所以这个是我一开头告诉我说, 为什么头一个最虚心的人呢?
So why is the first one those who are poor in spirit?
因为若不是一个虚心的人, 不可能成为哀动的人。
Because if you are not poor in spirit, then you will not mourn.
若不是个哀动人, 就不可能成为温柔的人。
If you aren't mourning, then you cannot be gentle.
所以我们看见因着他哀痛, 所以这个人是个温柔人, 他柔软下来了。
Because they mourn, then they become gentle. They have humbled themselves.
不是这个柔软，不是因为不是说不是软弱。
This humility isn't weakness.
但是说到他一个温，他是一个温和。
It says that they are gentle.
因为他知道他是一个蒙恩的罪人。
Because they know that they are a sinner saved by grace.
他看见他自己本相不过是一个罪人而已。
They know that originally they were nothing more than a
sinner. 所以他在那里就能够对人有谦让。
So that when they encounter other people, they can be
gentle.
So within themselves, they have humbled themselves. Oh, there's a flexibility when you become gentle. Something that's flexible, if you hit it, it'll bend.
但是呢,
but very quickly, it would return to its original
那意思说,
shape.
一个柔人,柔软的人, 他是不容易受伤的。
So someone who's gentle is not easily injured.
一个刚硬的人呢, 是很容易受伤的。
Someone who's very stiff will be very easily injured.
因为你一打下的时候, 他就觉得那个, 就很痛。
Now, once you hit them, they will feel that it's very painful.
他不会因着那个压力, 他就凹下去。
They won't bend with the impact.
他挡在那里,
they'll just remain rigid.
当你挡在那里的时候, 你就是会让觉得非常痛。
And then if you remain rigid, then you will feel the pain.
我们看主耶稣, 他说他是柔和谦卑。
The Lord himself calls himself gentle.
所以我们看主耶稣在地上的时候, 那些犹太人是怎么对待他呢?
So when the Lord Jesus was here on earth, how did the Jews treat him?
那些犹太人攻击他，但是找他的把柄，要定他的罪。
The Jews were trying to pin sins upon him.
但是主耶稣他都不反抗。
The Lord Jesus did not
face.
Yeah, he did not resist them or defend himself.
他也不退缩。
And he didn't raise his hand in return.
他仍然面向耶路撒冷而去。
He looked toward Jerusalem.
因为他知道在那里要成就神那个救赎的工作。
Because he knew that there, the Lord's salvation would occur.
所以我们看见一个温柔的人，他才有办法走这一条十字架道路。
So we can see that only someone who is gentle can walk this path.
我们看摩西也是这样一个温柔的人。
We see that Moses is also this gentle person.
一路上以色列百姓对他有多少的难处？
Along their journey, how many times did the Israelites cause him difficulty?
也是在那里攻击他，毁谤他。
Many times they attacked him. Or,
但是当摩西遇到这些事情的时候，他就把他带到神面前来。
But whenever these things occurred, Moses brought these complaints to the Lord.
他不是在谎，他没有在谎唱，他更不需要在辩驳。
He didn't need to argue with them.
他只把这些事情带到神面前来。
He brought all these complaints before the Lord.
所以圣经说，摩西是世上最谦和的人。
So the Bible says Moses is the most gentle person.
就是因为他是一个最谦和的人，最温柔的人。
Because he's so gentle.
所以即使他在那个很不容易环境之当中，他仍然能够带着以色列百姓一同往前去。
Therefore, he's the only one that can lead them through all of these difficult, all the Israelites through all these difficult circumstances.
他没有退缩。
He didn't retreat.
他仍然按着神的旨意，一直朝着那个目标迦南而去。
He kept walking towards the goal.
弟兄姊妹，温柔的人有福了。
Brothers and sisters, blessed are the gentle.
我想在圣经里面。 也看还可以看到许多的人。
For instance, we can see throughout the Bible there are many other people.
我们看见亚伯翰跟罗德也是一样，看见亚伯翰。
We see that Abraham is also the same.
当亚伯翰和跟罗德在那要分开的时候，
When Abraham and Lot were to separate,
亚伯翰一无所争。
He didn't
一无所争，没有跟他相争什么。
He didn't argue with Lot.
他对罗德说：“遍地都在你眼前，你可以选择你最喜要的，你选择你喜欢的。”He
said to Lot, "The whole land is before us. Pick wherever you want to go."
你觉得那块地好，你就拣选去。If
you want, if you consider this piece of land to be good, you can go there.
这是温柔的人，在那不与人相争。This
is a gentle person who does not fight with other people.
一个刚硬的人呢，他就是争一口气，他在争他的权利。
We know that someone who is rigid would say their piece first.
他当然不服输,
they won't change their mind.
不服输, 他不退让,
they will not step back.
所以为什么主耶稣说温柔人有福，他们要必承受地土。
So the Lord says, "Blessed are the gentle, for they shall inherit the earth."
为什么温柔人他们所承受的是地土呢？
Why will the gentle inherit the earth?
我们知道今天在地上人要争土地的时候是怎么争法的。
We know that today when people fight over land, how they fight.
靠暴力来争。
They fight according to military strength.
我们看今天国之国上面争土地的时候就是靠刀枪来这么争。
When nations fight over land, they fight with weapons.
因为只有靠你的力量你才会争到那一块土地。
It's only by your strength can you take a piece of land.
但是主却告诉我们说呢，温柔的人他们可以承受地土。
But the Bible tells us that the gentle shall inherit the earth.
为什么承受地土呢？
Why will they inherit the earth?
当以色列百姓他们要出埃及的时候，神说应许赐给他们是什么呢？就是那一块地土。
When the Lord led the Israelites out of Egypt, what did he promise them? He promised them that land.
所以承受地主说明他们是要承受产业。
So when receiving the land, they are inheriting.
所以一个温柔的人本来要叫他们承受那一块产业。
So for a person who is gentle, the Lord is giving them this inheritance.
产业是说到什么？
What does it mean to be an inheritance?
我们知道一块地图，一切丰富都在那块地图里面。
We know that all the blessing is in the land.
所有的东西都是从地里面长出来。
All the things grow from the land.
一切的丰富都在地里面。
All the fullness is in the land.
所以一个温柔的人，他们所承受，他们要承受的那个产业，承受那个地图。
So a gentle person will inherit all these things.
他们不是凭他们自己去争去夺。
They don't have to fight for it or steal it.
他们乃是存在温柔的心。
They just remain in their gentle heart.
所以神就把产业赐给他们。
So the Lord will give them the inheritance. He gives them the fullness. So we see that a gentle person is the most satisfied.
Oh.
We could say that they are the richest people.
刚硬的人,
today we see those who are rigid and stiff, those who have to rely on their strength. We can say that they are the poorest people.
为什么他们要需要去争呢?
Why do they have to fight for something? Because they have nothing.
They have to fight.
Because if they have something, then they don't have to fight for it. I'm not speaking only of the outside things that you have to fight over. Also the spiritual fighting. Why is there a lot of fighting in the church today? It's to say that we are very poor. So that we would have to fight for something to steal. So we see that we are very spiritually poor. Because we are stiff-necked people.
But
if we were gentle, we could see that they would be blessed. The Lord would cause them to inherit the earth. And that inheritance is the Lord Jesus Himself. The fullness of the Lord is within Him already. We don't have to fight
for it.
Why wouldn't they have to fight? Because they already
have.
They would be filled and satisfied. Then they can give whenever they're pressed. Thus, this person is blessed.
We
give thanks to the Lord that the gentle are blessed. Let's look at the fourth. Those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. When someone who mourns and is gentle,
you'll
naturally become one who hungers and thirsts for righteousness.
什么是义呢?
What is righteousness?
神就是义.
The Lord Himself is righteousness.
因为他看见他自己没有神的义.
So when someone sees that they don't have the Lord's righteousness within themselves,
他缺少神的公义.
They're lacking in the Lord's justice.
所以当他里面 哀痛，当他里面温柔的时候呢，他里面就有一个渴慕的心，要来追求认识神自己。
So when they mourn within themselves and become gentle, then they would naturally seek the Lord Himself.
因为他们真的缺少的就是神的自己。
Because what they lack is the Lord Himself.
所以阿古斯丁说一句非常有名的话。
St. Augustine said this very famous phrase.
因为在这里说饥渴慕义的人有福，为什么？因为他们必得饱足。
Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied.
所以阿古斯丁说，人塑造之后呢，在人里面有一个空处。
So St. Augustine said, when man is created, there was a hole within him.
那个空处就是为了让神来充满的。
And that hole was so the Lord can fill.
当神充满在人里面，住在人里面的时候，人就饱足了。
When the Lord fills a person, then they are satisfied.
说当一个温柔的人,哀痛的人,他看见他里面所缺少就是神的自己。
So when someone mourns, they see there's a lacking within them.
他里面有个空处,就是需要让神来住在他里面,充满在他里面。
They see this hole within themselves that they need the Lord to fill.
所以饥渴慕义的人有福了,因为他们必得饱足。
Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied.
什么时候神充满在他里面的时候,他就饱足了。
When the Lord fills them, then they are satisfied.
So, 弟兄姊妹,饥渴慕义的人有福了。
So, brothers and sisters, those who hunger and thirst for righteousness,
那个人在那渴慕要追求认识神的时候,
when someone wants to seek the Lord, they realize that the Lord is what they truly need.
当神住在他里面的时候,他就饱足了。
When the Lord lives within them, then they are satisfied.
所以弟兄姊妹,义是什么?义就是神的自己。
So what is righteousness? Righteousness is the Lord Himself.
所以哥林多前书第一章三十节告诉我们说，基督就成了我们的义。You
see that 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 30 says that the Lord Jesus is our righteousness.
我们这些没有义的人，基督住在里面，他就成了我们的丰益。
When we who don't have righteousness, when the Lord Jesus lives within us, then we, He becomes our righteousness.
当主耶稣住在他们里面的时候，他们就得到保守了。
So when the Lord Jesus lives within them, they are satisfied.
我想义也是说到一件对的事情。
The righteousness is also something that is right.
饥渴慕义的人呢，他们是在饥渴做一个对的人，饥渴做一个成为一个对的人。
They hunger and thirst for righteousness to be someone who is right.
他们饥渴做对的事情。
They want to do the right thing.
今天人之所以不义,
Today, man is unrighteous.
做许多不义的事情，不对的事情。
We do many things that are wrong.
因为我们是一个不义的人。
Because we are unrighteous.
所以这个饥渴慕义的人，他不仅让饥渴渴慕神自己。
Not only do you hunger and thirst for the Lord Himself.
他就像鹿渴慕溪水一样，他能渴慕认识神。
Like a deer pants for the water, they want to know the Lord.
他们在那渴慕行对的事情。
They want to do the right things.
在那行神的旨意。
To follow the Lord's will.
感谢神，当他们将来有一颗心愿遵循神旨意的时候
，Thank the Lord that when we have this hunger and thirst for righteousness，
他们渴慕在那行神所喜悦的事情的时候
，When they desire to do the works of the Lord，
他们里面就得了饱足了
，Then they are satisfied。
为什么他们里面得了饱足呢
？And why are they receiving？
我们记得主耶稣曾经也说过这样话。
The Lord Jesus Himself has said.
在约翰福音第四章，主耶稣和让撒玛利亚人说话的时候，他门徒去外面买食物来给他，要给他吃。
And John, when he asked the disciples to buy food.
等到门徒回来的时候
，When the disciples returned,
主耶稣对他们说：“我有吃了，你是你们所不知道的。”
And he said to them, "I have eaten the food that you don't know."
我的食物就是遵循那差我来的旨意。My
food is following the will of the one who sent me.
主耶稣在那行了一件对的事情，义的事情。He
has, he did something right, an act of righteousness.
就是在那遵循神的旨意。So
there he was following the Lord's will.
把那活水赐给那撒玛利亚妇人。He
gave the living water to the Samaritan woman.
他里面饱足了。So
he was satisfied within himself.
所以弟兄姊妹，饥渴慕义的人有福了。
So those who hunger and thirst for righteousness are blessed.
一个饥渴认要得着神认识神的人
Those who hunger and thirst for the Lord to know Him.
正如诗篇第几篇，不知道，可能六十二篇还是怎么样？
Psalms perhaps chapter 62.
那个饥渴慕义的人，饥渴神认识神的人
Those who desire to seek the Lord.
他躺在床上，他好像他在思念神的时候，他里面好像饱尝了苦水。62吧，62。Yeah.
One who is lying down, he is like he's hidden in the rock. No, actually, it is 63. So in the beginning, it says, "O God, you are my God. I shall seek you earnestly. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh yearns for you." In a dry and weary land where there's no water, he knows that there he can.
So
he has his heart to know the Lord. My soul is satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth offers praises and with joyful lips. There he is satisfied. There he is enjoying. Brothers and sisters, those who hunger and thirst for righteousness are blessed. For they will be satisfied. May that we all be like those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. That within ourselves we would see the need for our Lord. Because if we don't have the Lord, then we don't have anything. If we have our Lord, then we have everything.
Because
the only thing that can give us true satisfaction is the Lord Himself. And this is someone who is blessed. May we all be someone who is blessed. May we all receive the inheritance the Lord This is an eternal, unchanging blessing. This is a blessing that lasts for eternity. So this is the promise that the Lord Jesus has given to us. We thank our Lord that these are the words that the Lord Jesus spoke to all of his disciples. For those of us here on earth who are willing to follow after him, that if we live in these conditions, if we are poor in spirit, and if we mourn,
我们活在温柔里面,
if we live in gentleness,
我们活在饥渴慕义里面,
if we have this hunger and thirst for righteousness, then the blessings we receive will be so great. What we receive is the kingdom of heaven, the eternal blessing. We ask the Lord to be gracious to us, and we may all be a people like this. When we can be like these, then we can receive the blessing. Because that is a true blessing. This concludes the time of sharing.
That's
your brother to pray. Bow heads for a word of prayer.
我们感谢你,
Lord, we give thanks to you.
再次借着这些话, 让我们回到主的面前,
that through these words, that once again we come before you.
让我们里头是邻里贫穷的, 是虚心的,
that we may be poor in spirit.
好叫你的祝福能临到我们,
that your blessings may come down to us.
好叫我们呢,就是能够, 里面也, 哀痛, 也温柔, 也能够饥渴, 慕义, 更多要得到我们主自己,
so that we may mourn, be gentle, and have the hunger and thirst for our Lord Jesus Himself.
祝福你自己的话,
we ask that you would watch over your word. We pray in the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.